With the legalization of cannabis in Canada, there are many questions about the implications for the workplace. Now, this concern is the result of possible impairment known to be associated with symptoms such as inability to concentrate, think clearly or focus, drowsiness and disorientation, slow reaction time, and lack of coordination. Now, most organizations already have policies and protocols in place regarding drug use, and this may be a platform on which to build cannabis-related protocols. I would argue, however, that since the symptoms associated with cannabis use are similar to the symptoms associated with sleepiness and fatigue, that it would make more sense to develop an alertness and fitness for duty protocol and include all causes of impairment within this context. Now, this approach keeps the focus on what is within the employer's responsibility, that is, ensuring the safety and well-being of employees while they are at work. Drug testing, especially for cannabis use, may uncover cannabis use, but this may have been from up to a month before and would have no impact on the employee's ability to work safely today. Now, remember also that some employees may be using cannabis to help them sleep better, and in this case, it is vital that the sleep issue be addressed first. But from a safety perspective, cannabis in the workplace can be managed with an alertness and fitness for duty protocol. How will you sleep better, feel better, and work better?